You're listening to a Bucks Plus audio production on the Bucks Plus Network.
This is Bucks in Six.
That's for the culture.
A full Bucks recap after every single game. Here's Greg Matzik.
Night two of a back-to-back for the Bucks on the road against an Oklahoma City Thunder team boasting the best record in the Western Conference. The Bucks, meanwhile, enter the night having dropped four of their last five games. Complicating matters, the Bucks would take the floor without Giannis, Brook Lopez, Damian Lillard, Bobby Portis, and Chris Middleton. A tall task for the Bucks on short rest, and youth would fuel Milwaukee in the early going, with defense leading to offense.
Ahead it goes, Kenrich Williams shot rejected, pinned against the window by Jackson. Bucks have it going the other way. Nice feed from Prince ahead to Rollins, who lays it in softly with a finger roll.
But the Thunder quickly built a double-digit lead in front of their home crowd. A three from Andre Jackson Jr. reduced the Bucks' deficit to eight.
Here's a drive from Prince on the other end, passes to the corner. Andre Jackson Jr. splashes a three-pointer home.
Gary Trent Jr. entered the scoring column. His first triple of the night brought the Bucks to within seven.
Here's Gary Trent on the other side. He steps back, unleashes a three, and he drains it from the right side. So Gary Trent Jr. gets the Bucks back to within seven in a game they have not led, trailing 24-17 here in the first quarter.
But that's as close as the Bucks would get the rest of the night. The Thunder exploded for a 15-5 run to close out the quarter, leading 39-22, with the final bucket of the quarter belonging to Tyler Smith.
Smith is going to fire up another three. This time, he'll bury it from the left side. So Smith missed it from the right side, connects from the left, and Michelob Ultra three gets the Bucks back to within 17 now, trailing 39-22.
A blistering first quarter for the Thunder, who shot 65% compared to the Bucks' 36. The second quarter played out in similar fashion, with the depth of the Bucks roster forced to shoulder the load.
Johnson, a head fake. He goes spinning into the paint, flips it up as he turns around and deposits that one up and in for AJ's first bucket of the game on his second shot.
Torian Prince entered the night with the third-best three-point shooting percentage in the NBA. He showed why as the Bucks looked to keep things respectable.
Green will feed it to the near side, another three-point try, and this time Prince rattles it through.
Back-to-back threes for Prince to end a 7-0 run.
Prince trying to answer, and he will. He rings the bell from the left wing. So Torian Prince's second three-pointer of the game. A Michelob Ultra three puts the Bucks down 61-37, 5 minutes to go in the second quarter.
But the Thunder were just too much to handle, showing why they are the best in the West, outscoring the Bucks 39-22 in the second quarter to take a commanding 78-44 lead into the half. The Bucks would score the first 2 points of the second half before Oklahoma City pieced together a 10-0 run, forcing a Doc Rivers timeout. Ryan Rollins, out of that timeout, responded with five straight for the Bucks.
Green tosses it across the court. Rollins catch and shoot three, and he rattles it through. Ryan Rollins, 4 of 7 now in his first three-pointer of the night. He's got 9 points. Ball knocked.
Stagnant in the first half, the Bucks found some offensive rhythm in the third quarter against the best defense in the league.
Three-pointer on the other side. Tyler Smith buries the three from the right wing on a Michelob Ultra three.
More from Rollins, who was one of the lone bright spots for the Bucks.
He's at the top of the arc, defended by Kenrich Williams. We'll hand it off to Rollins. Rollins lets it fly. Three-pointer. Yes, sir. Count it. And a foul coming. So I don't know if it was on the shot or away from the ball, but either way, they are going to count that bucket.
Unfortunately, there was no stopping the Thunder, who continued to torch the Nets in building a 43-point advantage. An advantage the Bucks could only put a small dent in.
They have surged ahead of the Bucks in that department. Bucks had the advantage in the first half, but don't have any offensive boards in the second half. A.J. Johnson tees up a three and knocks it down from the right wing.
The final bucket of the Bucks' 31-point third quarter belonged to Pat Connaughton.
He'll send it in to Johnson. With 31 seconds to play in the third quarter, A.J. goes to work at the top of the arc, feeds it to Connaughton. He'll let it fly. Three-pointer. Got it. Pat Connaughton connecting on the 10th three-pointer of the night for Milwaukee. Bucks shooting 33% from distance. They're shooting 39% from the field.
116-75 Thunder entering the fourth. The Thunder would begin the fourth quarter with a deep ball. The Bucks would answer with Tyler Smith ripping the nets.
Being trailed on the outside by Flagler, will hand it off to Smith. Smith hoists up a three and connects. Another Michelob Ultra three for Tyler Smith, who's got 10 points on 3 of 11 shooting. All of his makes have come from three-point range. 9 of his 11 shots have been from distance.
12 points for Smith, including a trio of triples. Inserted into Doc Rivers' starting lineup due to injury, Chris Livingston who scored 10 in 26 minutes of action.
Here's a pass. Beauchamp finds Livingston for the two-hand jam.
A.J. Johnson knocked down a pair of threes and scoring 13 points off the bench.
Here's a three-pointer from A.J. Johnson, who knocks that down from the right wing. Good-looking shot from A.J. from 29 feet away.
One of 13 made threes for the Bucks on the night. The Bucks outscored the Thunder 21-9 in the final quarter, but as a team, Milwaukee shot just 36% from the field. Nowhere near enough against the best in the West.
What a night it was for Oklahoma City. You knew it was going to be a steep climb for the Bucks tonight, and boy, was it. Final seconds tick down, and the Thunder take down the Bucks 125-96 as Milwaukee drops its fourth straight and fifth in the last six games, albeit without their top five players tonight.
125-96 the final. Rollins leads 6 Bucks in double figures with a team-high 16. Milwaukee will travel to Charlotte to face the Hornets Wednesday night.
This has been a Bucks Plus audio production.